Hi there. The word for you today is, don't live an unexamined life. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 139 verse 23, search me, O God, and know my heart. When you live an unexamined life, it shows. Author Gordon MacDonald writes, and I quote, when I was reading authors who were saying that if Christ's followers don't grow, it's because they don't make a habit of evaluating their lives, these authors were describing me. I was always on the go, never looking deeply inside, and never did the kind of reflection that leads to growth. And I was paying the price, committing the same stupid sins over and over, living with the same heavy load of guilt. So I made a difficult decision. I decided that each day I would try to honestly assess my soul's condition. I would look inside myself and write down what I saw. Feeling awkward and embarrassed, I started to write. God, here are some areas of failure in my life. They aren't going to go away, so I might as well take a look at them. Or I might write, here's a relationship or a habit, Lord, that I'm concerned about. It's not good, and I don't know how to improve on it. After writing a paragraph or two, I would reflect on what I had written. Now, there are benefits to keeping a spiritual diary of your walk with God that you simply can't get any other way. Here are three of them. Number one, it forces you to slow down and examine the effectiveness of what you're doing. Number two, it frees you to ask, why am I doing this? How do I really feel about it? And what is God saying to me? And number three, writing even a page a day, well, in 1 year, you'll have a 365-day record of prayers answered and lessons learned.